We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Happy Thanksgiving week to you again, Brevard County. This is Bob Arthurs. You're listening to the Refresh radio broadcast right here in Cocoa, Florida. And this broadcast is brought to you by the Saints at Merit Assembly of God, our friends and partners around the community. And so we say thank you to each of you. We mentioned all of those sponsors on the broadcast yesterday. I took a much longer time to say thank you to everyone than I normally do. So I'm not gonna go through all of that list all over again today, but I do want to remind you that this Wednesday is a different sort of schedule than what we normally have. We do not have service. Our vintage worship service does not take place at 11 a.m. tomorrow, and our kids ministry does not take place Wednesday night at 6:30. So please take notice of that. By the way, our kids ministry, it has shifted. It starts at 6:30 on Wednesday nights, not at 7 o'clock anymore. It gets the kids home a little bit earlier so that they can get a good night's rest. And so everybody gets or all the kids get a long weekend. This week, my daughter's home from college. I'm thankful for that. We don't get to see her as much with her busy schedule at work and things like that. So if you are getting an opportunity to share the holidays with family members, especially ones that you don't get to see very often, can I just encourage you to relax, chill out, enjoy them. You know, Martha got upset when Mary wasn't helping her prepare for the feast that they were going to have because Jesus was there, and it was really getting under her skin. And in every family, there's probably people that help more than others, and there's the temptation to get under people's skin and get on each other's nerves. And I just want to encourage you, take time to enjoy one another, because in reality, you never know when the last time that you're going to get to spend with them is going to be. A few months ago, I was away to celebrate my grandmother's 100th birthday. And, you know, whenever I leave, I'm cognizant of the fact that that could be the last time. A few weeks after I got back, a friend of mine's dad unexpectedly passed away. And when I went to the funeral, I discovered that he was almost the exact same age as my father. And he woke up healthy or relatively healthy on one morning. And before the sun went down that night, he had passed away. And on the way home from that memorial service, I said, you know, I'm just going to call my dad and let him know that I love him. You never know when the last time is. And if it's not the last time and you celebrated it like it could have been the last time, you haven't lost anything. You've just gained another pleasant memory. And so I encourage you today to prepare yourself now to have a great time of fellowship with your friends and family this coming Thanksgiving Day. Do want to make mention, and we do want to say thank you to everybody who helped us with our Thanksgiving outreach. We'll be sharing more pertinent details about, you know, the lives that were touched, how many we delivered, and all of that. We'll be sharing that information with you here in the days ahead. Don't want you to forget about the free Thanksgiving Day dinners that are available for those who are in need. No one needs to go hungry, especially in on Thanksgiving Day in Brevard County. So there's a free Thanksgiving dinner over at Fisher Park in Cocoa Beach across from the Publix Plaza. That's Thursday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. There are other dinners that are taking place throughout the community as well. And so if you are listening and you do not have food, call your church. They may be able to help you out. If not, they may be able to point you to a place where you would be able to eat. And so we had a great time of celebration at our Thanksgiving dinner on Sunday. Thanks to everybody who came and helped make that a reality and a blessing. And anyway, have a great Thanksgiving Day. Today we are going to go back to our study, and you know, there are people who actually have discounted and made fun and ridiculed people who studied these names. And you know, I heard somebody talk about that they'd preached out of the genealogy. Well, I want you to know, I did that too, and it was an eye opening thing. It was very, very enlightening. You can find nuggets of truth in those passages if you really look. I believe that when we get to heaven, we are going to find that there was a lot that God had in His Word that we just failed to discover. It was there for us all along. We just failed to discover it. I don't remember the exact statistic, but somebody did an analysis of sermon material, what passages of Scripture that those sermon material, that's those sermons were coming from, and it was a very small fraction of the Scriptures. In other words, there the body of Christ was largely ignoring huge passages of God's Scripture that we believe every word was inspired by God, given through men. We believe that the Word of God is infallible. And even though the men who wrote it were not infallible, that God used them in their unique expressions to convey the Word of God, we believe in the inerrant Word of God. And so that's why I'm doing this. But this is Thanksgiving week, and there went a piece of paper right off on the other side of the desk. Hopefully I won't need that piece of paper. So just in case you were thinking I was having a perfect day, I just decided I wasn't. But I'm still going to be thankful to God today. In 2 Kings chapter 10, verse number 35, we find the person who replaces Jehu. Jehu had been king over Israel. God had used him mightily. And his son, Jehoahaz, reigned in his place. And Jehoahaz means God has grasped. God has grasped. And there's a tremendous, tremendous array of mental pictures that come in to my spirit when I think of that verse. One of the first things that comes to mind is he reached down and picked me up out of the miry clay. That's the first thing that I think of, that when I was his enemy, I was trapped in the snares of sin, and he reached down and he took hold of me. You know, I think of, you know, all those action movies where there's a person that almost falls off this the edge of this building or bridge or cliff or whatever it may be, and if they let go, the person is most assuredly going to die. And normally in those cases, it is required that both of them have a grip on one another. But today I want you to know that God has a firm grip on you. And it's not that he has his arm stretched down and he has you by the wrist. And man, if your wrist or my wrist gives way, we are just lost. I want you to know that that's not the reality at all. that when God has grasped, his hand is not reaching down and holding you from above. His hand has reached down from above, flipped itself over, and he has grabbed you. You are in the palm of his hand. Hallelujah. That just makes me want to shout this morning that God has grasped me, and he is the God whose grip is deeper than the height of the mountains. He can hold all of the waters in the hollow of his hand. He is sufficient. When he has hold of me, I am safe and secure. I am in his, I am firmly in his grasp. And so thank God that he took a firm grasp on us today. The other thing, one of the other things that I think of is the scripture that says, I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. When he grasped me, when he took hold of me, he did it for a purpose. He did it for a purpose. He did it because he loved me, but because of his love, he prepared a purpose for me that I am supposed to walk out and fulfill. And today, I just want to speak to those of you who are in Brevard County here and encourage you. Church is not about what the church can do for you. You know, John F. Kennedy said a long time ago, ask not what you can or what your country can do for you, but ask what you can do for your country. And so I want to encourage you today. Maybe no one has ever told you that you have purpose in the body of Christ. If that's the case, let me be the first to tell you, you have unique giftings and purposes that God has placed in your life. He redeemed you. He took hold of you for a purpose that you might actually do that. That purpose is fulfilled when God takes control of your life and your situation. And I'm very thankful for that. You see, when people don't know what they're supposed to be doing, it is a very, very confusing time. I don't know if you've ever had a job and you didn't know how to do your job. I'm sitting here, I'm thinking back to the very first day that I worked in the shoe store, and the manager said, I want you to go back and I want you to just look in the stock room. And I went back and all of the boxes were the same size, and all of the boxes had the same label on them, but there were different numbers, and you know, I knew nothing about shoes. If anybody tells you that you are never going to be in a situation that you've never been in before, and you're not an expert in, I want you to know that's not my experience. I've found that God was constantly putting me in positions that I wasn't equipped for, but he was equipped for. And so I needed to make sure that I was walking in his hand and confident in his grasp on me, confident that he does all things well. So the manager of the shoe store comes back and he says, well, what did you find? I said, I don't see any order to this place at all. And so he began to explain to me what all of those different numbers meant. And so what happened was, all of a sudden, because he taught me, then I began to understand the situation. And I ended up moving on from that job to another job, and ended up getting into management in the retail shoe industry. And everywhere I went, I would place the stock room in order so that everybody knew what was going on, so that they could fulfill their purpose in their life. Right now, there may be people who are listening, and you're thankful that Jesus set you free, but you've never really realized that he's still got his hand on you. He's still got you in his grasp, and he's wanting to equip you for a purpose. One of my privileges is to equip the saints for the work of the ministry. And You are uniquely gifted by God to fulfill a role in the ministry of Jesus Christ. This last week, we stepped out in evangelism. If evangelism is your call, get out there and talk to people about Jesus. I've got a vision for things to be raised up at Merit Assembly of God, where there's a team of people involved in evangelism. There's a team of people involved in visitation. There's a team of people involved in prayer. There's a team of people involved in youth ministry, a team involved in children's ministry, a team involved in adult ministry and singles ministry. And you know what? I have all of those dreams in place, and we are nowhere near the size of a congregation yet to be really in need of all of those different things. But I know this, that the Lord of the harvest said, pray the Lord of the harvest to send laborers into the harvest field. Why? Because there's a harvest in the harvest field that needs to be brought in. And so if Jesus Christ has set you free from your sins, understand he now has a firm grasp on your life to equip you for purpose. The third element that I want to share with you today about God has grasped is that means that he understands your reality, understands your problems, your circumstance. He understands all of the intricacies and details of it. He has a firm grasp on the situation. Occasionally, I find myself in a situation where I don't understand the details. And if I don't understand the details, you can try and talk to me all along, but until the verbiage changes or there's a picture drawn or there's a demonstration, if I don't get it, I'm still just going to be as confused as possible. God is never in. Do you know that God understands microbiology? God understands quantum physics. God understands microeconomics and macroeconomics. He understands sociology and psychology. He has a firm grasp on being an expert in marriage, parenting, astrophysics. He understands galactic travel. God understands everything. If today you find yourself in a situation and you think that things are spinning out of your control, let Jehoahaz's name testify to you that God has everything in control. There's a promise in the Old Testament that said, if you can break the covenant that I have established with the sun and the moon, then you can understand that I will break my covenant with you. But the truth of the matter is, he does not break his covenant with the sun and the moon, and he has no intention of breaking his covenant with you and I. When he says that he is our peace, he is going to provide the peace for us. He is in control. He has a firm grasp on what's going on physiologically and financially in your world today. And so thank God. Today, we're going to thank God that he has a grasp on our situation. God understands church growth and church health better than I do. I am so thankful for that. The last one that we're going to talk about today is in 1 Chronicles chapter 26. And like I've done every day here now for, you know, the past several broadcasts, the one thing that I've heard a number of times from people is that a lot of times they're listening to this broadcast on the way to work. And, you know, it's really hard to write and drive. I don't encourage it. I do want to tell you that you can always listen on demand on the WMIE app or the WMIE website. There's an on-demand feature. You can also listen in on the TuneIn app on your Android or iPhone application, your Apple App Store. And so I encourage you to get that. You can take these broadcasts with you wherever you go. And in 1 Chronicles chapter 26, this is a list of people who had various responsibilities in the house of the Lord. And verse number One says, concerning the division of the gatekeepers of the Korahites, Michelle Amaya, the son of Korah, the sons of Asaph, and the sons of Michelle Amaya were Zechariah, the firstborn, Jediel, the second, Zebediah, the third, Jathniel, the fourth, Elam, the fifth, Jehohanan, the sixth, and I don't think I can pronounce the seventh there. my tongue's not going to cooperate with me. But when I start thanking God, I'm going to thank him that he didn't pronounce, or that my parents didn't name me Eliahoanai, something like that. Thank God my name is Bob. I can spell Bob frontwards, backwards, and upside down, and it comes out the same. So thank God for that. Here in this particular situation where the gatekeepers are named, there is a man by the name of Jehohanan the sixth. Again, thank God that that's not my name. But that name means this: God is gracious. God is gracious. And this prepares us to overcome any slanderous accusations of God's character. You see, the devil, even when he was the serpent in the Garden of Eden, he was one who constantly was bringing slanderous accusations against God. Has God really said? Well, he did say that. Oh, well, the reason that he said that was because he was trying to deprive you of your destiny. You know, that is still the strategy that the devil is using on people today. When we tell young people, look, you do not have to sacrifice your purity in order to wait for God's perfect provision. And society comes along and says, well, that's unrealistic. You can't expect young people to control their hormones. Well, I can expect God to control them. And I'll be honest with you, a lot of parents have no moral ground to speak to that area in their kids' life because they have no control in that area of their life themselves. I will never forget, several years ago, I saw a situation, and it was talking about that one of the largest communities that was having an outbreak of sexually transmitted diseases was in retirement communities with people who are in their 70s and 80s. And they just really didn't care at that point in time. Well, you know what? I want to be able to speak into an area of temptation of people's lives and my message not be, just don't do it. I want to be able to speak into their life and say, here's the reason not to do it, because God is a good God, a gracious God, and he is going to provide everything you need for life and godliness. You just have to be patient and wait for his timing, because if he's not given it yet, first of all, either it's not ready or you're not ready. Something is not in place just yet, because when the perfect time has come, then the God who is gracious to you and I, he is going to bring you that promotion, bring you that relationship, bring you those laborers. He is going to bring. And so, until that time, I'm going to continue to declare the goodness and the graciousness of God against the slanderous accusations of the enemy. There are so many people right now in modern society, they are saying, oh, the word of God is archaic, and those are just ancient commandments and regulations. Those don't reflect the new era of grace that we live in, where we can live however we want to live, and God is just going to love us. And you know what? That's what that actually says. That actually says that I just go out and partake of whatever I want to partake of, even if I'm not ready for it. Did you know that there are some things that if you're physiologically not able to handle it, even though in the future it could be a blessing to you, it could kill you? Whenever you receive medication, a lot of times if you look at the bottle, it says, do not give this to children under a certain age. You know why? Because even though it might bring healing to an adult, it could be fatal to that child. And so God understands us not just physiologically and chronologically and mentally and physically, but he understands us spiritually as well. And so God is looking for us to grow in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. I want this to be the worst kept secret in Brevard County. God wants his best for you. God wants his best for you. And so whenever you hear me start addressing issues, it is because God's character has been so maligned in our society. And I'm just out here trying to say, you've got to understand, God wants what's best for you. And so whenever he tells me something, even if I don't understand it, I want to mature in my walk with him to the point that I trust him beyond my understanding and say, God, you know, I don't understand what's going on, but I trust you. I trust you. My wife here recently, she was going up to visit our daughter who was house sitting for somebody, and she had, you know, we had been to their house a number of times, but this time I wasn't going with her, and she called and said, How do I get to this house? And I was trying to describe it to her. When she first asked me, I said this, honey, you've been there a number of times before. And she said, yes, but I was never the driver. I was just trusting that you were going to get us there. And I pray today that this Thanksgiving season, that we will be thankful that God has a firm hold on us, that he took hold of us for a purpose, that it's a secure grip, and understand also that he wants our best, or his best for us today. Even though I may not be driving, you may not be driving, I can trust him that he's going to get, you see, I've never been to heaven, but Jesus is from there. He's been there, and he wants us to be there as well. Father, today on this Thanksgiving week, we just want to thank you, God, that you have a thorough understanding of everything that is going on in our lives and in our world. And we're thankful that we're not having to feel our way through it like people in a cave in the dark, but God, instead, that you're our guide, you're our Lord, and you have hold on us. And God, we want to thank you that you are a good God. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.